The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
It's 9:21. Great to have you with us live in Cork this Monday morning. Lots of texts. You're busy on text 51551. Why not start a campaign to encourage all businesses, large and small, to donate to a homeless charity this Christmas instead of giving corporate gifts? We've been doing this for a few years now and most customers feel it's a good thing. Well, look, you've said it. I'm saying it. I'm not sure about starting a campaign, but certainly if people hear what we're talking about, they might just indulge in that rather than the frippery of corporate gifts. Kind of gifting nonsense, which I think at this stage is probably a little archaic when you could be doing something better. How about that? We got married in Vegas, as a text. It's our 8-year anniversary today. Happy anniversary. My husband's dropping me to work as we listen to you. All doubted us, but we are big, happy kids, 8 years to the day later, and we are definitely not millennials. Oh, what a happy news story. Get to work, have a big smile on your face all day, and then get home and treat yourselves to a great old night. I just heard you talk about homelessness and wanted to let you know that I saw a homeless man in a sleeping bag outside Dunn Stores in Dunleary, I know it, last night, who appeared to be studying with his books and pens and paper. Well, do you know what you can do with somebody like that is, and I'm not having to pop at you either, but don't just look at him and go up and talk to the person and suggest, even if it means you could, you know, help him out or get him some paper or pens or books or copies or whatever and give him a steer. But I think that's the thing, it's not just to walk past all the time. It's no harm to, and if you get down in your hunkers and talk to people like that rather than from on high, you'd be surprised at how humanizing it is. It's a gesture that I think everyone wins from. Which reminds me of the email we got in from Denise Carroll from the Homeless Street Cafe. And she became quite an important figure last week because of a picture she took. Denise, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's really nice to talk to you this morning. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Thanks a million for having us.
Not at all. Tell me, before I ask you a little bit about yourself, tell me about the photograph you took last week that got the nation talking.
Yeah, it's been quite an overwhelming week.
Sure.
We take photographs as an integral part of what we do to tell the story of the homeless, because we have found that what people see, they really take on board more than figures, more than anything else. And we always try and protect the identity of anybody who's in our photos. So one of the photos taken by one of our volunteers, Liz, last week, we came home, we shared the photos online with each other, and we were just really overwhelmed at how awful that picture looked and the reality that it was.
Now, the picture was widely distributed, and I want to talk about it for a minute because it has stayed with me. I mentioned that on the Late Late Show on Friday night, and I think it has stayed with most people who saw it. So describe the circumstances in which you took the picture and what you took the picture of, who you took the picture of.
Okay, so in general, we're feeding about 200 people a night, and unfortunately, a proportion of those are children. We've had to change our practice a little bit in that we allocate some of our volunteers to look after the children, that they don't stay in the queue. So this little boy was helped to get his bowl of carbonara. Now, everybody who eats at the cafe, unfortunately, has to eat bowl in hand with the fork, and he was obviously struggling, so he kneeled down on the piece of cardboard to try and eat his dinner in a little bit of comfort, and one of our volunteers was beside him looking out for him, and the picture kind of grew from there. You know, his mammy is with him, she's looking after him superbly to the best of our ability, but this is the situation that she's in.
And without wanting to upset the family in question, or to give too much away, are they living in homeless accommodation, or are they just need a hot meal, or how does that work?
They're in emergency accommodation, but one of the huge problems with a lot of the emergency accommodation is there is no facilities to cook, and it's strictly forbidden to cook in the rooms, and in some cases to even bring back hot food to the rooms. So unless you're going to eat fast food every single day, and money won't stretch to that either, we find that families are having to turn to our soup runs and the many soup runs across the city to try and access a hot home-cooked meal.
And you call it the Homeless Street Cafe. What? How does that work? Is it a pop-up? Or I'm trying to get a picture of the physical setup here.
It is. We arrive with our van and we unload tables. The homeless help us to set up, and we have two sections, one where it's hot food, sandwiches and drinks, and people queue up for that. And the other section is clothes, underwear, toiletries and those kind of essentials that people need. We kind of call it the street cafe to give it that little bit of dignity, because to be true, eating your dinner on the side of the road, there's no one who chooses to do that, and it's not very dignified. But we try to bring as much dignity and respect as we can to it.
And where did you take that photograph last week?
It was taken where we set up. So we set up just outside the Disney store in Dunn Stores on Grafton Street. So it was just beside the queue.
Isn't there something sort of tragic in the extreme that you're sitting up outside one of the most successful corporations on the planet Earth to feed a 5-year-old bowl of carbonara?
Absolutely. And even the nature of the street around us as we set up, and we have homeless people queuing for food, and the opulence and everything that surrounds us, it really is,
Okay, before we get into the awfulness of the situation that we find ourselves in 2019, hearing what you described, I'm curious to know how you got involved, and you know, who are the people who come out with the tables and the food, and where does it come from? Where does the, if we go back to 4 years ago, where you had a party in your house?
Yeah, we had, I can't even remember what exactly it was, but there was something on the house, and we had a lot of excess food, and I happened to see on Facebook a soup run looking for some sandwiches and food. They were short for that night, and I thought, well, we've got it here, I'll go into town with what we have. And it's just one of those cases that you can't unsee what you've seen once, and I was overwhelmed, and I stayed that night to help.
What did you see?
I seen people of every walk of life, you know, and every age queuing for a bowl of food and being so, so grateful for what I was probably going to throw out or, you know, stick in the fridge as leftovers, and they were absolutely delighted with it. And it just, I just couldn't not ever go in again. I just really felt compelled to do something. So I volunteered for a year with the group. And then the next year, myself and my mother and a girl, Jer, who runs a barber's in Rathoath, we decided to go out on a Tuesday night ourselves. And that's 3 years ago now in November.
And you go out once a week?
Once a week, yeah. It takes, like, we all have our own jobs, full-time jobs and families. So it actually takes us quite a bit of time to get ready for a Tuesday night, between trying to solicit donations of food and cooks and get our disposables and pack up.
And where do you get the food, and if you have new clothes, and how does that work?
Beg, borrow and steal, really.
Is it like friends and family sort of thing, or is it more organised than that?
It is, and community. We use our Facebook page. So Facebook has some good uses. We use our Facebook page to tell people what we're short of, and we reach out in our communities as well and ask people, you know, can they cook a dish? Can they bake something nice for us? Could they make some sandwiches, or could they do a clear out in the wardrobe of some clothes?
And if someone is listening today thinks, I've got wardrobe full of clothes I don't want or need, or I have that are perfectly good clothes, incidentally, or if they feel like I could be making a lasagna today, I could make two give you one. How would they get to you? I mean, is it practical?
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, we use our Facebook page, so anybody who wants to get in touch with us, if they could offer something there. We don't have huge storage, so we kind of go week to week. We're only using our halls and our cars as storage.
Is it Homeless Street Cafe? Is that your Facebook?
That's our Facebook page.
That's where people will find you.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
And if a Tuesday night doesn't suit, there's soup runs out every night of the week. You'll find somebody who needs some help.
As in different charities?
Yeah.
And these are just people in the goodness of their hearts, just to take the time out of the day to go in and...
Regular people and communities that just feel that they want to do something. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Well, look, Denise, keep doing what you're doing. I don't mean that in a patronising way. I just think it's tremendous what you've done in terms of highlighting this. It's such a tragedy, and yet you know, if people like you didn't do what you do, it would be worse. I fear. But thank you for taking our call today, and thanks for emailing the show.
Not at all. Thanks very much for having us.
And good luck with it all. Thanks so much. Denise Carroll there. Thanks, Denise. And it was her and her friends with the Homeless Street Cafe who took the picture of the little boy we're calling Sam last week. And just as she said, I think it's probably important to know that Denise was keen to let us know that that boy is loved and well cared for by his mother. but she's just in a tough position. And this is what happens when we talk to our friends in Vincent de Paul. Sometimes people fall through the cracks and they just need a hand up, as people say, not a handout. And when they get up back on their feet, they very often find themselves strong again and actually often donate back, whether that's time or a few quid, they can do that. So it's Homeless Street Cafe, if you can help practically there, and never losing sight of svp.ie if you're in a position that this is a very important time for a charity like that. I always admire the practicality of what they do, and it's very national. So if you donate to the svp.ie in Carlow or Donegal or Galway or Cork, where we are today, or Dublin, the money raised there stays there, and that's important too. So it's one of those critical times of the year to be thinking as charitably as we humanly can. Okay, it's a little after 9:30. We have a guest coming up with a take on modern celebrity, the likes of which you've never heard before.